Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
As we continue our Farmers Guidebook series, we have paused our parish visit to focus on some factors critical to your crop growth. Last time we looked at soil testing, today we move on to registration. Our proverb of the day also comes up in this edition. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
If you wish to plant crops or rare farm animals for sale, you are required to register with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. And there is nothing to fear, as the process is quite simple. It is really just the collection of basic information about your farm and the farming practices you are currently using or intend to use. Why is registration necessary? Because not only does it provide farmers, buyers, and government with information when making production and business decisions, but it can also inform policy making and program planning, implementation, and operations. Farmer registration is also an important tool in the fight against perennial larceny, an issue many farmers are too often forced to deal with. There are also financial benefits to becoming a registered farmer, but I'll tell you about those right after I tell you how to actually go about registering.
A farmer wants to be registered by RADA, attends to the office, or if he's visited by an extension officer out in the field and there's an application form that the extension officer uses to collect the information. And we collect a lot of personal information about the farmer, and we also collect information about the properties that he owns, and also information on the crops and or livestock that he grows or that he services.
Project Manager for the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, Fred Anderson. There is some basic information that you'll need to start the registration process.
They really don't need an ID as such, but we would like to have information on the system. So an ID, TRN, or passport number, driver's license number would be useful, because the farm has also to be verified by the extension officer. Because you can understand, it's not everybody can just come in and say, I'm a farmer and I would want to be registered.
Project Manager for the Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, Fred Anderson. The proverb for today is, Nabil bush fi monkey run race. Translation, don't clear the bushes for monkey to run races. This means you're not to waste your time engaging in useless work.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer, because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
That's where we end today's program. But before we go, we must share a bit of exciting news about Expo Jamaica 2014. The organizers of Expo Jamaica 2014 have collaborated with RADA to stage a farmers market over the 4 days of the event, which runs from April 3 to 6. This will see some 11,000 pounds of fresh produce on sale. Now, that's great news for farmers and farming. I'm Camilla Guthrie, inviting you to join me again next time when we look at the benefits of farmer registration. Until then, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica